On this week's episode of Vikings Huddle, we will learn the importance of responsibility on the field from Viking safety Anderson Dejo. The responsible version of Vikings Huddle starts now. Hi everyone again and welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week we're talking all about responsibility and who's more responsible than a quarterback. So let's go chat with number 13 Minnesota Vikings quarterback Sean Hill. He's going to tell us what it's like to be a Minnesota Viking. Sean, thank you so much for hanging out with us here at the Huddle. So you grew up in Kansas. What was your favorite part about growing up as a kid in Kansas?
Well, just grew up in a small town, and you knew everybody in town, and everybody looked out for one another. We didn't know what we were missing, you know. It was a great place to grow up, and I still enjoy going back there and seeing family and friends.
So, how old were you when you started to become interested in football?
Well, I was always interested in it. I loved it. My father was an assistant coach at the high school, so every day after school, I'd walk over to the high school and watch those practices in the fall. So I was very involved with it in that respect and enjoyed the game.
And when it came to football, was football something that just came naturally to you, or was that something that you really worked on growing up and really had to evolve into?
Well, it was just something we just did, you know. We'd go out in the yard and we'd play. Get a group of guys together and go in the side yard and play, or you go to the high school and play on the practice field. It wasn't something I necessarily thought I was working towards, but we were just out playing all the time.
And so then in 2002, you signed as a free agent with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. But between then and now, you've been in Amsterdam, you've been with the 49ers, you've been with the Rams. What was it like playing overseas?
That was fun. That was a fun experience. That's something I wish that the NFL still had. I was actually pretty upset that they got rid of the NFL Europe. It was a great experience for guys that don't get a whole lot of playing time, or guys that are looking for a job.
Through the whole trajectory of your career, what has being an athlete meant to you, and how has that developed you as a man?
Well, I've tried to let that be what I do, not who I am, you know, type of thing. Still have to be number one, a great husband and a great father, things like that. And being an athlete is what I do. But being a great human, that's who I am, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how you have to separate the two.
All right, last question. What does skull mean to you?
it means a lot of things. To me, it's just kind of a word to bring everybody together, all the Vikings fans, all the Vikings players, the whole organization. It's just kind of, I guess, a band to collect all of us together. That's kind of what it means to me.
All right, Sean, the blitz, rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to your head. You ready?
No.
Favorite food?
Oh gosh, I like so many things.
Already too much time. Already way too much time.
Favorite food? Can we start over?
No, we're still going. You're still going. Favorite food,
we're
ready?
Still on the clock.
Ready? Ready?
Steak.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite TV show?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I had a TV show.
All right, we'll pass. We'll pass on that one. How many stripes are on the American flag?
13.
Favorite movie?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Favorite candy?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Favorite animal?
Dog.
Favorite number?
13.
How many weeks are in a year?
52.
Favorite sports team growing up?
Chiefs.
Toughest player you've ever faced?
Yeah, Ben Lieber.
Favorite vacation spot?
Right now home.
Greatest fear?
Greatest fear. I don't know.
Favorite song?
Favorite song? How tough are these? There's a million great songs. I don't know.
There's got to be one out there.
There's not one favorite.
All right.
Depends on the day and the mood.
What continent are you currently on?
North America.
What kind of car do you drive?
Ford F-150.
What's my name?
Rachel?
Lauren, nice to meet you. Now you can see why Sean's had such a long career. Now it's time to head back into the community with your Vikings for this week's Community Moment.
Well, welcome everybody, and welcome to the 6th Annual Muscular Dystrophy Association. I'm in this room with some of my favorite people. They're people who care.
You know, when we first started my rookie year, it was a pretty small event. It was an intimate crowd. A lot of the families of the kids who participate in the MDA events, like summer camp and different things that they do throughout the year. And now it's amazing, 6 years later, how much this event has grown.
The goal is to make people more aware of muscle disease and to create more awareness throughout the whole entire community and a better understanding of what it is. And we're raising money to send people to camp this year, which is a barrier-free week out at our camp in Maple Lake, Minnesota. So we take away all the barriers and make it totally accessible for these kids for a whole entire week.
Throughout the last 6 years, we've raised a ton of money, and a lot of it goes to research and to actually see that we've made progress. And they are coming up with things that will help these kids hopefully one day get up from their chairs.
You start off small and then you get big and then you get, it keeps going and going and then you find the cure.
I feel like we've been on the journey with them over the last 6 years, so it's been really cool.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He went to Slippery Rock University. He was born in Dayton, Ohio, and a Vikings guard. Stay tuned for your answer. Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster. And then stay tuned for School Science with Ben Lieber.